This is Linda Jekyll, and I'm starting the public hearing on November 24th, 2015, at 11 o'clock. This is for rulemaking on the asset presentation and frequency of the asset assessment. So first, I'd like to say welcome, and thank you for joining us at this public hearing on the proposed rules under the Washington State Revenue Act, Chapter 31.12 of the Revised Code of Washington, and Chapter 208-418 of the Washington Administrative Code. I know someone just joined us, and I'll just be sure we'll do a roll call of this again. I want to alert you that we are recording this public hearing. If you do not want to be recorded, I ask you to submit your comments in writing to me before 5 o'clock today on Tuesday, November 24th. CR 102 provides commission information, and I'll go through that information later in the hearing. My name is Linda Jekyll. I'm the Director of Credit Unions, and I will be the presiding officer for this hearing. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed rules that I have drafted to implement changes in the Washington State Credit Union Act. CFI will continue to consider all comments received for today, November 24, 2015. This point will do introductions. Again, I'm Linda Jekyll, Director of Credit Union. I also have here Alex Colhurst, Chief Acquisition Coordinator. And then in the room with us is John Stroll, the Director of Regulatory Affairs. Is that correct, Mike?
Close enough.
And Mark Minicello from the North Coast Association. And Mark is the Director of Legislative Affairs.
Close enough.
Okay, all right. And then we have someone on the phone. Who do we have on the phone?
Jerry Smith with Pizza.
Oh, great. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
Do we have anybody else? So we have Jerry Smith from Pizza and anyone else on the phone? Okay, good. All right. So we did have people sign in the sign in sheet, so John and Mark have signed in. And let's see, if you did not put your address or email on the sign in sheet, please do that before you leave so we can provide you a copy of the next one document and have our consideration of the comments. This document is entitled a Concise Explanatory Statement. It will also be posted on our website, as are all other rulemaking documents, and the audio recording of this public hearing will also be on our website. The website is www.efi.washingtonwa.gov. At this point, I'm going to call the hearing to order. So this hearing on the proposed rules to implement the Washington State Credit Union Act is called to order at 11:03 on November 24th, 2015. Again, the purpose is the hearing is intended to afford all these persons the opportunity to submit comments or materials for DFI to consider orally or in writing on the proposed rule. The notice of the hearing was that the proposed rule was filed with the code revisor and CR 102 on October 20th, and it was published in the Washington State Register at 15-21-071 on November 4th, 2015, providing opportunities for notice of this hearing today. The rules must be amended to implement changes to the frequency of asset assessment fees collected by the Division of Credit Union. This rulemaking is only going to be about the frequency of collecting asset assessment fees. The proposal will bring state assessment fee practices closer to the federal assessment fee practices. At this point, DFI has received only one comment on the proposed rules, and we have published that to our website and our rules website. Comments sought clarification on the purpose of the asset assessment. Comments are part of the public record of this ruling and are available on the OMB website and otherwise by request. DFI will evaluate all comments and will do so until 5 p.m. today, November 24th, 2015. At this time, I will ask that any person who likes to submit additional written comments to do so by 5 p.m. today, Tuesday, November 24th, please send the comments to Linda Jekyll in the following manner. Email under the address linda.jekyll@dfi.wa.wa.gov or send it by fax, which is 1-877-330-6870, or you can send them to our address here physically, 150 Vigil Road, Southwest Tamar, Washington, 9501, or you can mail to our PO Box, which is PO Box 41200, Olympia, Washington, 9504-1200. And you can pay those to the call and send that information. I will now open this hearing for oral testimony. When you begin your testimony, please state your name. If you're free to represent the capacity who you represent, and whether you're speaking for or against the proposed rule. If I had too many people, I could however, if you don't have, we only have three people in reference on voting. So at this point, is there anyone who would like to make oral testimony? You don't have to.
And I will make a few comments.
Okay, so John, you have time right there.
Yep. So this is John Kroll, AVP of the AVP of Regulatory Advocacy for the Northwest Credit Union Association, and I'm speaking on behalf of the association and in support of the rule. The association is very supportive of the rule, and we appreciate Linda Chapel for initiating this rulemaking following a survey of our membership where 19 of 24 respondents indicated that they would prefer an assessment schedule that was less than quarterly. The proposed rule will make the collection of fees more efficient for both credit unions and the department. We recognize that the rulemaking is specifically on the asset assessment schedule. I think there is an opportunity in the future to look at how we collect fees and how the reasonable reserve is established. As we're all aware, the budget for credit unions, the assets of credit unions, state charter credit unions have grown by $11 billion in the last 4.5 years and resulting in rapid growth in the reserve. I think there's an opportunity to look at that in the future and keep that discussion going.
So I appreciate those comments, and John is correct, the rulemaking has to be limited to what was in the CR 101, which is only the frequency, and so the talking about the amount of reserves or the amount of fees would be outside of the rule today, so we have to start with our issue. So I appreciate those comments, and we all agree that there should be sufficient reserves, but not too much money. Okay, so I'm going to check again, was there anyone else who would like to make an oral comment?
I have a question. So Mark Pitello, Vice President of Legislative Affairs for the Credit Union Association. I see here that the sentence must be paid no later than 30 days after their due date. The question is there penalties in this same section, or are they addressed elsewhere for some reason that credit union were to be late with their payment?
The penalties are not in the rules for the fee collection. There is a separate section in the Washington Trade Act that talks about stopping the due fees. We've never done rulemaking on it, so we can have due fees and rulemaking for the question. And the way we have it set up is a window. So the opportunity is that, for example, in January, the asset assessment is due January 1st, and there'll be a 23-day window. I'm looking at Allison. Allison is pumping in this area, and so there'll be a 23-day window which they change the payment before we get late on January 30th. And we're certainly calling to those credit that have to pay that on January 30th. We don't have any regulations.
I got that impression. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else that would like to make oral testimony? So Jerry, if you're the only one, do you want to make oral testimony, or are you just
No, I'm just more similar.
Okay, great. All right. At this point, then, I'm going to close the. This is the last call for oral testimony. Yes, Oscar, man. Anyone else want to make oral testimony? Okay, so thank you for attending this hearing. We will review all the comments received and proceed with consideration of the adoption of the final rule. I'd like to thank all of you that have participated. I'd like to thank John and Mark for coming here. And Terry, thanks so much for attending my phone. At this point, the hearing is adjourned at 11:10 on November 24, 2015. Thank you.